Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Three Ropes Radio. 90 minutes of pro wrestling news, interviews, and arguments with Scott Finehouse, Mr. 1-2-3, Jim Holbert, and featuring ThreeRopes.com senior staff writer Kevin Hagen. You're listening to Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome in. Welcome in. You have found Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com. My name is Scott Finehouse, and joining me as he does each and every week, my tag team partner, my partner in crime, Jimmy Holbert. And we are here to talk 90 minutes of professional wrestling in the Binghamton, New York area.
That's right, Scott. This week we'll go over the results from the WWE house show in Binghamton with Kevin Hagen, hopefully. Again, taking care of some business today. We'll talk about the Extra Guys returning to Excite for their upcoming show on April 30th. And 2CW is coming back.
Thanks
to Syracuse basketball and Jim Boeheim, an endorsement from Jim Boeheim. We'll explain all of that. I mean, if you haven't paid attention, you know, it's March Madness here in you know, the world of everybody. And if you're not watching, then that's your fault. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Plus, joining this week will be a man who is making his return to ECPW after 4 years. Another guy that you'll see that hasn't been around, and that's Maximo Suave. We've been talking to him, so he's going to be on the Three Ropes Radio this week.
That's right, and if you want to call into the show, as always, we support. Phone number is in the comment section on books, so we're not going to tell you what it is. The number 929-47-1421 is the number to get into the studio. And Jimmy, this weekend has been all sorts of crazy. And before I get to my end, how have you been?
Well, yeah, I had a nice quiet weekend with work, and you know, it was kind of quiet. We had the Shelter Slam was this weekend, so we were kind of slow. But it was nice. It was a good weekend. You know, kind of just relaxed, hung out with with Shannon, and you know, we watched the new Pee Wee Herman movie on Netflix.
Me and Daddy Bones talked about this yesterday. I actually seen that it was the featured content on Netflix. I'm not used to getting, a dose of Pee Wee Herman as soon as I get Netflix. Like, oh, it's Netflix and chill. Okay, not in the mood anymore.
It's a Pee Wee Herman movie. It's just like any other. So, except Pee Wee's a lot older. Brent actually said, "Dad, that doesn't look like Pee Wee Herman." I said, "Buddy, it is. Trust me."
That
but yeah, you had quite an eventful weekend. We were talking. Texting back and forth for a little while this weekend, and yeah, you had quite the interesting weekend.
Yeah, Evolve Wrestling, Evolve 56 and 57 was this past weekend for Evolve, so I was down there, and my God, New York City was, I don't know why, but it was the easiest time to get through this time. I went right in and right out, and I drove all around and didn't have a problem with traffic. It was the weirdest thing. And thank God, because I was the one in charge of parking. So Drew Galloway.
Yeah, you
was on
texted
the show.
Me about this. Yeah,
Drew Galloway's on the show. No one knows that he's on the show except for and Drew, pretty much, and a couple other officials. But they kept it really quiet because Evolve stage, they like to keep it really kayfabe too. When something happens like this, Drew Galloway was coming into town, and Gabe had gotten back to me, and he'd say like, "Okay, you got to park Gabe, or you got to park Drew's car." Now we're at an American Legion in the middle of Brooklyn, and as you imagine, it's really hard to find a spot. I'm in a seedy part of Brooklyn, so I'm like, okay, let me see where I can park this guy's car so it's not going to get robbed. So I'm driving around, and he's in the car, lad, you know, and he's talking like this, and not as bad as my, not nearly as bad as Seamus either, but he's talking, and I go by the American Legion. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry. I really messed it up. He's like, oh, no, don't worry. He's like, I work for DNA. He's like, it's okay. I'm used to the mistakes. And he was joking with me and stuff. And I don't know, man. Everything ended up fine. I ended up talking to Joel Gertner, too. That was awesome. That was probably the highlight of my weekend, was talking to Joel Gertner. I seen a Drew Gulak match and a Zack Sabre match that this isn't even promotion. This is just like, I seriously have seen art this weekend. It was amazing. And if you get a chance to watch that, do so. Because, you know, good matches, Jim, as we found out, good matches, they can distract you a little bit. We were a little late onto the air because we were watching the Sean Carr and Little Daddy C match.
From the Brendan show, yeah.
I'm like, man, what a good match. I'm like, wait, aren't we supposed to be
like,
on the air?
Well, yeah, like literally, like we get on there like 5 seconds till your show starts, and we're like, okay,
nah, about that. I guess that is why we're sitting here, right? But yeah, anyway, Evolve was awesome. All the people down there had a great match. We had one of the best weekends of Evolve. William Regal was there. Beat him at Paper, Rock, Scissors.
Paper, Scissors. Yeah, you told me about that. You texted me about that.
Best of three to get into the locker room. He was a really good sport, really fun guy. And I just had an absolute blast. But the Zack Sabre and Drew Gulak match is just amazing. So check that out if you can. And that's pretty much that. Now we've got, and one last thing. I've learned about hotel experience, right? I am 32 years old. I have never had a credit card in my life. What? Yes. No credit card. So I found out that when you go to a hotel, there is a credit. Like, okay, so when you use a credit card at a hotel, you put down some kind of, like, you know, they have your card. So if you damage the TV or something, they'll just take the card. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a card, you have to put down like $120. Well, went down to this hotel and I'm trying to find a place because I'm really tired and I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm trying to get into this I come up, like, you know, I'm way short. I go to the hotel and I take them down $69 on their offer. I'm like, no, I can't pay that. I can't. We go down 169, goes down to 109. Still can't afford it. So then I said, oh shit, you know, I can't get in here. So I went down to the Days Inn. Long story short, same thing. I had to put a security down. I had $185 in my name. It came to $181. And that is my story on why Joel Gertner almost fucked. I offered him something. I said, hey, here's $5. I bought a little 10 thing from him just to give him fucking money, and I wanted something for it. And if it would have been $10, I wouldn't have been able to sleep that night, literally. So,
well, you could have just went to the truck stop and then just parked your car and went to sleep.
Man, I don't know where I was. Okay? I was somewhere in New Jersey that I think was featured on The Sopranos, so I was pretty much out of there. I didn't want anything to do. Yeah, so, you know, an interesting week, at least, be said. And I don't know, man, it's always an interesting one. Now, Kevin Hagan, this is normally when we would go to him. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Kevin. I don't know if he's going to be on the show or not. Basically, he's having some car problems today, and trying to get all those things worked out. So we hope the best for him. And I don't know. The show will just keep on rolling on as we come back. And today, as you said, Maximo Suave on the program, so we'll get his thoughts on a lot of things too.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's gonna be pretty interesting. We haven't talked to him in a while.
All right, Three Ropes Radio when we come back.
You're listening to Binghamton's number one pro wrestling podcast.
This ain't WCW. This ain't Monday Night Raw. This ain't SmackDown. This ain't even WWE. This, my friend, is
Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com.
Hey, everybody. This is your favorite independent pro wrestler, your Italian hero, Joey Image, here to tell you about my show, That Image Guy. You can find me on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and on YouTube. Also, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can search the hashtag ThatImageGuy and find me there as well. But now you can also find me on ThreeRopes.com. That's right, Joey Image, ThreeRopes.com, best tag team ever. Check it out, ThatImageGuy, ThreeRopes.com.
It's time to go back in time with This Week in History on ThreeRopesRadio.com.
This week's history reads a lot like the history of WrestleMania. 1988, WWF held WrestleMania 4 at Trump Plaza in Atlantic City, New Jersey. In the main event, Macho Man Randy Savage defeated Ted DiBiase to capture the vacant WWF Championship after working his way through the likes of Butch Reed, Greg Valentine, and the One Man Gang earlier in the evening as part of a one-night single elimination tournament to claim a new WWF Champion. In 1991, WWF held WrestleMania 7 in Los Angeles, California. In the main event, Hulk Hogan defeated Sergeant Slaughter to capture the WWF Championship. In 1997, WWF held WrestleMania 13 in Rosemont, Illinois. In the main event, The Undertaker defeated Psycho Sid for the WWF Championship. On March 23, 2001, WWF purchased then-rival World Championship Wrestling for a reportedly low $2.5 million. 3 days later, on March 26, WCW held the very last episode of Monday Night Nitro. Every major championship in the promotion was defended. In the double main event, United States Champion Booker T defeated Scott Steiner for the WCW Championship, and Sting defeated Ric Flair in a rematch from the very first Monday Night Nitro. The show would end in a simulcast between WWF and WCW, which would then set the invasion angle into motion. Birthdays this week, The Undertaker, the only one with a birthday. He turns 51, and that's this week in history, brought to you by PW247.net and 3ropes.com.
It's time for the news. With 3ropes.com senior writer, Kevin Hagen.
All right, we lied, okay? Kevin Hagen is not here, okay?
He's not going to make it today.
He's never going to make it. You know, he's fired. Okay? any other job, any really reputable job,
well, hey, well,
never
we got,
put up with this.
We did get our t-shirts, though.
So I guess
so
he's still
he
hired.
Did something right.
Okay. Instead of the news, we are just going to go over quickly the WWE House Show from Binghamton on March 20th. And then on the line with us after we go through the little bit of news we have here, would be Maximo Suave, so we're going to get to him in a little bit here. Now, WWE Live results from Binghamton, it's been subpar, Jim, at best, okay? The actual official promotion from Three Ropes is if you tell us that you were at the WWE Binghamton show on Sunday, we're going to give you a $15 shirt as opposed to a $20 shirt, going to give you a $5 savings to help put some money back in your pockets, because a lot of people are saying, man, shit was mailed in.
A lot of people said that.
And that's the thing. So, and you know, I think actually, Jim, we have by the Chinny Chin Chin, Kevin Hagen, make the program. Kevin, are you there?
I am here.
Look at this. I'm just sitting here talking crap about you, and here you are, make me look foolish once again.
I'm used to you talking crap about me, so I don't take personal.
I'm used to looking foolish for it.
Hey, I said we got the t-shirts. They look great. You know, I stuck up for you, Kevin.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate it. Kidding. I knew you would.
Oh, God. All right. Well, what's going on over there, Kevin? How are we doing this week?
We are doing good. Other than a few qualities, we're doing well.
Yeah, I hear that. Now, we were just actually talking about the WWE House Show. I don't know if you had a chance to grab the results, but we'll let you go through the news on what you have for us. And were you able to grab the results, so I have to get them for us?
I did not have a chance to get
No problem. I have them, so I'll go after you, but what kind of news going on this week?
Daniel Bryan has asked for some time off from WWE, and they have granted it to him. So all the Daniel Bryan Appreciation Night and Boned As has a lot of his appearances, except for the WrestleMania 32 appearance. They'll be doing that, but after that, time off and they've granted to him. No reason as to why he asked for it off.
Hasn't he had time off? I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I mean, didn't the guy just retire? He's been doing press and stuff, right, for WWE?
But I guess he just time away, you know, and this is still basically under contract with WWE. So if they call him, he has to go to him. You know, he has to be
there. Imagine it's probably emotionally taxing on him as well, seeing everybody. And especially him with the skill level that he's got, despite an injury, you know, without the injury, I should say, he would be right up in there in the main event for WrestleMania consideration, so it's got to be eating at him a little bit as well.
Oh, absolutely, especially since his wife is still wrestling there, and she's probably going to be on the card for WrestleMania. So,
yeah,
you know,
making
she'll be
one last
on
payday,
it.
Right?
They've been trying to start a family, and I'm away, and hey, he deserves it. He's wrestled his butt off for, 20 years, so he deserves some time away.
Well, Daniel Bryan is a great competitor, but here's my question, since we have some people from the Rochester area listening. Do you have any update on Luke Harper?
All we know is it's a knee injury. They have not said how severe it was. He was not at the SmackDown tapings last night. The Wyatt family was featured in the main event, but Luke Harper was not there. They have not released how severe the knee injury is, but it was a knee injury he sustained in the on Monday night. But again, he was not at SmackDown, and they have not said how severe the injury is.
This is always a bad time for a wrestler to go out for an injury
WWE. So many that have been injured lately, and on WrestleMania, unless it was in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, they could easily take him out of that without having to change any kind of.
Well, we were talking shortly before we went on the air, and You know, it's like we were saying, a lot of these house shows, you know, these guys are expected to work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday doing a house show. And then Monday and Tuesday, they're on TV. It's just a little too much. And they have so many guys under contract that they don't use, you know, that they should be using on these house shows. Do you think that would limit the injuries if they did things like that? Like maybe even using some of the NXT guys.
Cutting the whole house show schedule down completely. Because like you said, they're on the road, the height of it, the glory days, they're on the road 300 days a year. It's bad this right now, but it's still up to 200 days a year wrestling. It's a whole major in your body, and people to go out night after night, an injury happening, even a freak injury happening. You have to give them time off. And I agree, Ray, bring up the NXT guys. There are a lot of guys under contract they're not using. There's a lot of ways you can limit it, and I don't think they really, I don't want to say don't care because I think they do, but
the thing that you pointed on and touched on is that it takes a toll on the body. It also takes a toll on the show quality. And mm-hmm. in Binghamton here, now I know some people are familiar and some people aren't, so I'm going to explain the WWE ranking systems from to D minus, I think it goes down to, in terms of market size and where they focus their house shows on and what wrestlers go to what market size. John's going to go to a bigger show where we're going to go in Binghamton. We're going to get, you know, the smaller star. We've always, for years, we've gotten the Ultimate Warrior when Madison Square Garden has gotten Hulk Hogan. That's just how it's happened. So mm-hmm. with that, they come into Binghamton this last Sunday, and the show is just rated subpar. No one liked it. It was thrown together, mailed in is what we've been hearing. And it's just, it's something that the WWE, quite frankly, I don't think cares about, you know, and they don't care because as long as the gate's strong enough to support show, they're going to keep coming to this town. Now, with that, I mean, when they cut down the shows, when they cut down the house shows, I think that helps maintain a certain level of quality, and that helps maintain a certain level of helpers on roster.
Oh, I agree. That's why they need to cut down the amount of house shows.
We've got an AJ Styles debuted here this Sunday. He defeated Tyler Breeze. Tyler Breeze did some press in the media that I don't know how good it went over or not, but because the interviewer just did not like wrestling at all. But AJ Styles made his WWE debut. We have Luke Harper, who is from Rochester, which is only a couple hours north of here, and he's got a really strong influence on this area, wrestling with 2CW and things like that. So they had some ways to do some things with this show and promote it a little better, but this just happens to be house show number 74, 212 for the WWE. And it just sucks because I think that this would be a good way to maybe bring in more regional promoters and kind of promote a show that is more tuned with the Binghamton crowd. I remember we talked a couple weeks ago about using certain people, not indie guys, but so to say, but like when you're in Allentown, use an Afa and bring him in just for one appearance. I think they should start doing that because the WWE house shows.
You know, and we got guys like Sean Carr who have the ability to do that. You know what I mean? You know, we have local talent here. But, you know, but it's like you look up and down the card. I mean, Mark Henry defeats the Ascension. Darren Young, Damian Sandow, and Fandango as a tag team.
We got Bad News Barrett in the main event. Kevin, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose beat Sheamus and Bad News Barrett in the main event.
I don't know why you think it was a bad show. You know, anytime I get to see Fandango,
Chris Jericho beat Jack Swagger in what would be a match that was talked about for ages.
The only match I heard good about was the triple threat tag match with the New Day, the Usos, and the Dudley Boys. I heard that was probably the better match of the night.
Ouch.
So, and that's just because it's the New Day, it's the Usos, and it's the Dudleys. I mean, there's just so much you can do with those three tag teams.
Ouch.
Very true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kevin, I don't know, man. The house show's not doing too good over here in the Binghamton, New York area. And if anybody wondered, we are a C is what we are graded in terms of market size. Granton would be a – so it's Syracuse, and A, of course, is New York. I think you guys are actually an A or an A-minus over in Columbus.
Yeah, we've had whenever we rarely get a house show. Whenever we get a show, it's usually like a Raw or we've had a few pay-per-views.
See, we're going to have to go crash at Kevin's house one night and go to a pay-per-view or something.
I like that idea. All right, well, Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Well,
that's the confirmation right there that we needed. That's all I need to know.
All of a sudden, we're knocking on his door on a Saturday morning.
He's like, guys, you stayed over for WrestleMania, but this is the next review. I mean, we've been here a while. You need to get out of my house. All right, well, Kevin, thanks for joining us in a very short amount of time here. We appreciate you coming on and as always, giving us the opinions and the news of the week.
No problem at all. I'm glad to be here.
All right, Kevin Hagan, 3ropes.com. Catch him on 3ropes.com. And Jimmy, we are going to be back. We're going to roll right around with a guy that is coming back to ECPW, a guy who, I don't know, has a little bit to say. We haven't covered a lot of him. That's Maximo Suave. We're going to give him his time. As he gets his time April 1st, we're going to give him his time today. Shoot the breeze with me and Jimmy Holbert on Three Ropes Radio. On the other side of this, thank you, Kevin Hagan. Get your car fixed. We'll be back.
Have you got color in your cheeks? You ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide?
Hey, listeners, do you like all the shows you listen to on ThreeRopes.com? Then you're going to like the Binghamton Throw Punch. It's a brand new podcast started by Ian Daddy Bones and Scott Finow. 60 minutes of pro wrestling talk and unnecessary nothingness. You never know what you're going to expect from the Binghamton Throw Punch.
You're listening to Binghamton's number one pro wrestling podcast.
This ain't WCW! This ain't Monday Night Raw! This ain't SmackDown! This ain't even WWE! This, my friend, is
Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com.
And we're back on Three Ropes Radio. And Kevin Hagan did end up joining us. So thank you to him for getting on. And
just giving by the hair on his chinny chin chin.
My God. but also joining us, Jimmy, you know, like I said before the break, there's been the ECPW 5, as we've been calling them, which is the five guys that are coming or returning, shall I say, to ECPW. And joining us on the line, one of the ECPW 5 that are returning on April 1st, as we highlighted here on ThreeRopes.com, Maximo Suave. Maximo, how are we doing this Wednesday afternoon?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for joining us, buddy. We really appreciate it. We'll get right down to it. What led to your return at ECPW Stand Up and Fight 5? I mean, why this show and why now?
I got the call. They asked me to make my return since I've been absent for the last, I think, 5 years since the last time I've been at ECPW. It was brought to my attention that they needed the Rican Sensation, and I said, yeah, I'll be there. ECPW was one of the very first companies to let me cut my teeth when I broke into the business many, many years ago.
Well, you know, You're coming back and you're coming with somebody you know pretty well, and that's Chris Caden. You guys are the former IWF Tag Team Champions, and you're coming to basically wrestle two guys who are pretty well known here in Brandon Alpha and Timothy Theory. You know, how do you guys feel coming into this match?
Well, me and Chris Caden, we're the type of guys that we go in there and mix it up with anybody and everybody. We don't doubt anybody. We just go in there and show them who we are, man. And as you guys have seen me before, I go in that ring and I just take everybody to the limit. And when I met Chris Caden, he's the same way as me. So it was a kind of a good mixture of us because I'm the high flyer and I can do whatever athletically, and he's more the ground and pound, so our chemistry is there, and we take on anybody and everybody.
Well, two guys who will be taking on April 1st at Stand Up and Fight 5 is Brandon Alpha and Tim Theory. Brandon Alpha, I believe you might be familiar with. Tim Theory, maybe not so much. But these guys, namely Brandon Alpha, has been making a name for himself in ECPW. He is a blue chipper and somebody who's on the rise here in 2016. Have you guys got a chance out Brandon Alpha or Tim Theory at all yet? I know that a lot of guys like to do a lot of research before their matches and a lot of guys like to do it right before their matches, so they're familiar with it. Have you guys gotten a chance this week to look at any film or anything of these guys yet?
We have studied some films. We've got a game plan for the match, but the best part of it is that sometimes, you know, we're creative. We're the type of guys that instead of having a plan A and a plan B, we got a plan A through Z. So no matter if they try to throw a curveball at us or throw us off our game, we always have something in store to make sure that we get the job done at the end of the night, which is our hands raised at the end of the night.
Well, you know, now that you're back here in ECPW, what kind of an impact do you hope to make? Are you looking to, you know, as a tag team with Defiance and Chris Caden, or are you looking to venture back into the singles action and maybe try to get one of the many titles we have here in ECPW?
Me and Chris Caden are here to defy the tag team division. We're here to take it to a whole new limit. So as of right now, my focus is on the tag team. And the thing about it, that me and Caden are focused on that. If in case we see that we have an opportunity in the single side, we don't have a problem by going our separate ways for a bit and accomplishing what we wanted. But as of right now, the focus is being the tag team everywhere we go, especially on April 1st at Stand Up and Fight for ECPW.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier that ECPW is your first time in 5 years that you're coming back to ECPW. Since, after you left ECPW the first time, you had a lot of success. You recently have found success in Upstate Pro Wrestling, where you are the current champion, that you've been the current champion for the past 10 months. What have you learned since that time? I mean, maybe important thing that you've learned since your last time in ECPW that really kind of helped boost your career, so to speak.
I went with the NFG mentality, the no less given, and it's just going in there and just doing whatever it takes to prove that I am the best. In Upstate, I proved it. Nobody thought that I can be the world heavyweight champion, and I went through all types of obstacles, from going from Ricky Reyes to the heavyweight champion, who was my best friend, Coconut Jones, and went through all of them to prove to everybody that I am the man. I even had to keep proving it. I had to wrestle Cheech, and they throw me a bone by, or trying to throw me off my game by wrestling Tito Santana, and I took him to the limit. I'm the type of guy that no matter what you throw in front of me, I'm going to get the job done. I put a lot of time in the gym, and I sacrifice a lot of time with the family to be on the road 24/7, perfect my craft, and to go wherever I go, become the guy.
Well, you know,
as of right now at Upstate, I am now the measuring stick. And the measuring stick, I prove it all the time, because I am, as of now, still the UPW world champion.
And that's awesome. And we couldn't be prouder of you here at Three Ropes Radio. I mean, that's definitely a great accomplishment.
Yeah,
but, you know,
me, man, it was a big thing for me. Like, I go everywhere and I wrestle to the best of my abilities, and I make sure that I give the crowd what they want to see. But at the same time, I make sure that when I walk out that building, I can still walk with my head high, knowing that I gave it all and I got the job done.
When we first met you, we met in a show in Owego, New York. For ECPW.
Oswego?
I posted the video online last night. It was mine and Scott's first promo ever, which included yourself and Super Bad, now known as Super Cop Dick Justice.
Big Justice.
You know, and we were all young back then. That was, 6 years ago or so? You know, what advice would you give somebody younger now that you learned back in those days working with two green little assholes like me and Scott Finout?
Apply yourself to this. If you want to be, whether it's a wrestler, commentator, or referee, apply yourself to it. Do not half-ass it. You either go all in or you don't. If you're new in the business, mouth shut, ears open. I've been doing this for 13 years, and I still, I am vocal. But when I'm about to learn something, I keep my mouth shut, my ears open, my eyes open, because to this day, I'm still learning something new every day. Pay your dues, be respectful to everybody, and go out there and tear the house down. Everybody, that's the mentality that everybody should have, that when they go into a show, is that they want to be the best match on the card. If you're respectful, you're loyal, and they see that you're a good person, then somebody will come to you and present you an opportunity. But if I see somebody who's a know-it-all and always, always has an opinion about something, and when you're trying to teach them something and they just keep running their mouth, why am I going to help them out? They're not going to learn anything.
That's good.
Couldn't
that's good
to
words
learn
of
it,
advice.
But I learned it.
It's good words of
and
advice too, because
road.
You know, you can talk about them, you can talk to people, but you know, if it falls on deaf ears and they're not willing to at least listen, right? Then you're
right.
Both wasted your time.
You know, exactly. And then the other best advice I got is train every day. Wrestling from everywhere, whether it's Mexico, Japan, Europe, States, learn. You know, study everything. If you're breaking in and you have your own home fed, make sure you're comfortable enough to wrestle anybody on that card and know that you can tear it down before you go out there and try to become a better wrestler. Because sometimes, you know, it goes by, how you say, show me who you are. See an expression. Show me who you are when I show you who you are. If you're not completely trained and you're not really comfortable wrestling, guys, when you go elsewhere, you're representing your home fan. So if you're half-assing everything, what do you think everybody's going to think? Everybody's going to think that the home fan you're coming from produces half-ass wrestler.
And that was Maximo Suave, as we had a little bit of technical difficulties at that point. We were pretty much, you know, through the interview, but we did not get a chance to ask him about how he felt going into stand-up and fight. But, Jimmy, as Blog Talk Radio has taught us, that's how we roll. I don't know. Can't explain. We'll be back. We'll be talking about Excite Wrestling. Jimmy will still be shaking his head.
Still be shaking my head, trying to figure out. I mean, it's been a little bit, and yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how it happened.
Back after this.
Binghamton's number one pro wrestling podcast.
This ain't WCW. This ain't Monday Night Raw. This ain't SmackDown. This ain't even WWE. This, my friend, is
Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com.
Hey everybody, this is your favorite independent pro wrestler, your Italian hero, Joey Image, here to tell you about my show, That Image Guy. You can find me on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and on YouTube. Also, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can search the hashtag That Image Guy and find me there as well. But now you can also find me on ThreeRopes.com. That's right, Joey Image, ThreeRopes.com, best tag team ever. Check it out, That Image Guy, ThreeRopes.com.
And welcome back to Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com. Scott Finout, Jimmy Holbert, still sitting here. And that was our interview with Maximo Suave. And Jim, he sounds like he's focused. He sounds like he's a lot better wrestler since the last time we've seen him. And as he said, and we talked about the current and for 10 months now, UPW, Upstate Pro Wrestling, I believe is what the acronym stands for, heavyweight champion.
Yeah, and he deserves it. You know, 13 years. You know, he said he basically said helped cut his teeth here in ECPW. And, you know,
a lot of these guys did that are returning.
And yeah, and that's what makes this night so special. I mean, you know, 5 years was a long time for all this hatred and stupidity and nonsense and everything else that happened throughout the 5 years. And it took the death of a close brother to us all for everybody's eyes to open. And I mean, and it's not to say that it all happened right away. You know, I mean, it's obviously been almost a year. I mean, from the day, you know, in April 6th, I mean, we're coming close to it. So it's coming. I mean, and it, you know, and it's kind of nice.
It's been a year. Right?
And it's kind of nice to think that on April 1st, you know, we're going to be pulling the biggest April Fool's joke on everybody and putting on the greatest Rickon show that Binghamton has ever seen. And I know he's going to be up there watching, and we're all going to feel his presence once again that night, and because he's going to be watching over us all every night.
Stand Up and Fight, April 1st, Magic City Music Hall. My phone is going off because I'm not professional, Jim. I just leave it on and let it ring like that. April 1st at Magic City Music Hall is when you're going to get Stand Up and Fight, Maximo Suave, of course, with Chris Smith, right? Chris Caden. Brian Smith, Brian Frozone? No.
Frozone. So, Fro.
Chris Caden will be teaming with Maximo Suave to take on Tim Theory and Brandon Alpha, a team that has been teaming in Jersey a little bit. So they have a little bit of chemistry there. But, man, this is just going to be a great night, ECPW Stand Up and Fight. Some tickets still available at ECPW1.com. or from various outlets, Laurel Bowl, Downtown Collectibles, and the Downtown Quarterback on Washington Street, right over by the old 3DW stomping grounds. That's where you can grab your tickets, or you can get them from Jimmy. You can't get them from me.
I still have a couple left. My tickets are going pretty quick. Yeah, I think I have maybe two front rows left and maybe two general admission.
Excite Wrestling, also a big ups to them for selling out completely, I believe, of their front row. So good job to that already. You know, they've still got a lot of days to go to get. But April 1st, LDC and Rob Cook dropping the bomb last week, actually 2 weeks ago, that he will not be wrestling another match after this match in Binghamton. And that right there was a surprise to the fans, to his family even. And Rob Cook dropping a bomb there, that just adds a little bit more intrigue to this match. I mean, if it needed to be sold even more, you know, with all the social media back and forth, and you know, all the in-ring antics and what we've seen as they both brawled to the back at the Spike Norton show back in June. this rivalry is something that is serious, as real as it gets. And man, if this wasn't hot enough, Rob Cook says, this is my last show in Binghamton.
Yeah, and he will not be at the, from my understanding, won't be at the Excite show on April 30th. So, you know, there's that. And
yeah, he announced that he was no longer part of Excite Wrestling too, yes.
So, I mean, you know, but here's the thing. You know, this is Stand Up and Fight 5. It's Stand Up and Fight season. Warzone season's around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Warzone has been basically originating in Cortland the past few years. Now, Rob Cook did say Binghamton. Does that mean Cortland as well?
You know, there's always going to be talk about that. I think that he left that very specific to Binghamton for on purpose.
Yeah, he didn't say the 607 area. Well, he didn't say he was retiring from wrestling either.
He was very clear about that, and that was something that people had mistaken when we had posted it online that he was retiring.
No, he's not retiring. This will be his last match in Binghamton.
Correct.
And that's the point that he kept driving, you know, and these are the little things that I think of over the past few weeks as I keep re-listening to that interview over and over again. And, you know, just trying to pick up little things that I didn't pick up before. And that was one thing I did pick up was he's not retiring. So, you know, where does that leave, you know, Rob Cook? You know, obviously he wrestles out at UW, UPW as well, you know, so I mean, he wrestles other places. So I don't know. There's still questions that need to be answered and Stand Up and Fight 5 on April 1st. It's time. And I don't know how much more I can stress how big of a match this is to people that have maybe never, seen this rivalry. Or I mean, you got to think they were friends and partners in the Enterprise,
right?
You know,
they ran this thing for a while together.
They ran Binghamton. You know what I mean? And then, you know, and then everything happened, and it's just gonna be one hell of a match. You just don't want to miss. I'm telling you.
Two really good wrestlers that have had their careers intertwined, whether they had liked it at times or not at times, but. It's gonna be a hell of a show, and we'll have a complete preview next week as we move into Stand Up and Fight.
Nine days,
yeah,
from right now.
Man,
next week it'll be 2 days.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's can't wait for that. And if you've been on the fence, go down and purchase a ticket. You can also get it. I mentioned all of Laurel Bowl and Downtown Quarterback,
yep. Magic City Music Hall.
Magic City is the one I forgot. So we'll do that. Now, there's a lot of returns coming in to ECPW Stand Up and Fight. Big Aaron Nasty, Maximo Suave, Sean Carr, Axel Lennox, Nick Napoleon. I pose to you the question of who will make the biggest splash here in ECPW in 2016.
Well, it's hard to say.
Out of the returns, shall I specify?
You know, I mean, Axel Lennox, you know, broke in ECPW, Sean Carr broke in ECPW, Nick Napoleon, if you listen to Five Questions, broke into ECPW a different way than everybody else.
Yeah, very interesting.
But I mean, still a great way to get into the business, honestly. You know, Maximo Suave obviously returning. He's the current UPW champion, and will be on that night when he's here. But, you know, of course, we got the return of Big Aaron Nasty, who has only wrestled once in the Binghamton area, and that was for the Spike Norton Memorial Show. So it's going to be interesting. Obviously, it's going to be a very pro Sean Carr crowd. You know,
and yeah, we still don't know who Sean Carr is wrestling either. He hasn't even been announced as anything. We just know that he's returning.
We know he's returning.
We assume that he will be involved in a match, but it really hasn't been announced.
Yeah, it hasn't been said. I mean, he could come just walk in the ring and say, "Hey guys, it's Sean Carr. Buy my T-shirt. See you later.
King of Bang, bye."
Yep, King of Bang.
That would be interesting. What a heel move that would be. We do know that Sean Carr will be in McAdoo, and yes, he'll be taking Draven on
standing up to fight that weekend, at least that night.
Second night of April, or April 2nd, the second night of Stand Up and Fight weekend. And man, oh man, this weekend's going to be just as long. I just came off of an Evolve weekend that was very stressful and physically demanding of me based on no sleep. Now I got to go in 9 days from now and cover all this, and couldn't ask for anything better.
But see, just be glad that the first night's in our hometown. You know what I mean?
I truly am, trust me.
It's not like we got to go traveling around all weekend.
I get to sleep in my own bed. It's amazing. Both nights, because I'll just drive home from McAdoo.
McAdoo's only an hour and 30, 40 minutes maybe. So.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And it's all down 81.
Both nights. No, as opposed to everybody's like, well, why wouldn't you drive? Because if we were in McAdoo and Stroudsburg, for instance, I'd probably just stay down there. What's the point of driving all the way back?
Yeah, Stroudsburg's a little bit farther, yeah.
Right. So, like we said, Binghamton and Stroudsburg's the 22nd.
April 22nd, yeah. We haven't even really talked about that yet.
We haven't. Dasher Hatfield coming back, actually debuting in ECPW. What am I talking about? and it's going to be, and also Tim Dunst, going to be debuting in ECPW. ECPW, like we said, is really trying to make a name for themselves again, and they are doing a very good job by bringing back a lot of talent that started in ECPW and bringing in some new names.
There's a lot of PA talent out there. There really is. I mean, British Wolf also will be debuting for ECPW that night. A guy that I met working at AWA, very, very talented kid. And I'm very interested to see, because he's wrestling LDC that night. So I'm very interested to see that match because, you know, like I said, LDC is a great, great measuring stick here in ECPW. And what other way to have your, you know, to come into ECPW and have your first match against, against what possibly could be that night, the ECPW heavyweight showcase champion.
Well, the question is, with the five people that are returning, I think the Big Aaron Nasty is going to be the emotional one that everybody wants to see. Big Aaron Nasty going down with an ACL in 2014 in Friendsville against the Masked Superstar. And, you know, when he went down, it was kind of like, an injury in football. Everybody kind of got quiet and, that was his last match for at least, the end of the year. It was cut short. And he came back and wrestled in some Pennsylvania promotions. And now he's back in ECPW, and I think that makes a lot of guys in the back happy. He's a great guy, as well as a lot of fans who he had a lot of fans, and he was really on a roll, if you remember, back in ECPW as he was part of the unemployment line. But furthermore, he was starting to break out as a singles competitor, and he was starting to really take shape and find himself. And then, of course, the nasty injury that kind of derailed all that.
And think about it. He is coming back to ECPW, his first match, and he's wrestling the ECPW heavyweight champion, Frankie Flo.
Right, yeah, and that says something too, right?
You know what I mean? So, and Aaron's a great guy. You know, if you listen to our old ECPW podcast, Aaron's the guy we used to ride to Stroudsburg with. You know what I mean? We would pile in the back of Aaron's car. We would, the Litton Quick and
oh yeah, the Litton Quick.
And all these crazy places.
The Hallmark.
Yeah, all these crazy places we've come across, in our travels down to Stroudsburg.
Down 81 in general.
Down 81, yeah, it's just hilarious. And we got to know Aaron throughout that, and he's a great young guy, very, very talented kid. And, who's, like you said, it really, had to take a serious injury, had to take a lot of time off. And now he's back. He's in better shape and he's ready. And, like I said, he's going against the ECPW heavyweight champion, Frankie Flo.
Now, Maximo Suave comes in as well. And we just talked to Maximo. He sounds very focused. He sounds like he's ready to do this thing with Chris Caden. And that team is stacked more than you would think, because a regular ECPW fan, he just pays attention to ECPW, might not pay attention to where Maximo has gone after that. As we had stated earlier, he is the UPW champion. He has been the UPW champion for 10 months, so it's not some fluke. He's come a long way in his career. And, you know, when I first initially heard Maximo was signing, first of all, I didn't really like it because he told me he was going to kick me in the face. Didn't really appreciate that. But secondly, you know, he left ECPW as a mid-carder, or maybe a low mid-carder, a young guy who was still learning the ropes quite a bit. And to be quite frank, I didn't follow him after he left ECPW. Nothing personal against him. There's just 100 million wrestlers. So he comes back, and when I first heard of him signing, I was like, okay, cool. Like, we've got a really good wrestler here. And it turns out that we've got an even better wrestler than I think, because holding a championship in UPW for 10 months is something to be said, as well as, you know, he's learned quite a bit in the last 4 years, Jim.
Well, and, you know, and not to sit here and name drop, but I mean, you know, he trained with guys, like you said, Colin Delaney and Luke Harper. I mean, Brody Lee, okay? Let's just, Jason, you know, his real name's Jason. I mean, he's a great guy, very talented kid, you know what I mean? And these are guys that wrestled in this area and you know, from that Rochester area, which a lot of the 2CW guys are from, is that Rochester area. You know what I mean? So, you know, he could be the wild card here, you know, but you know what I mean? Is, like you said, it's no slouch to be a champion of a company. You know what I mean? Okay. You want to talk about, you know, you can add Sean Carr. He's the ECWA champion right now. Okay. You know, this weekend he's about to go wrestle EC3. You know, former TNA champion. So, you know, Maximo, and he said he's focused on tag team. Him and Chris, the tag team of Defiance, they want to establish themselves as a tag team here in ECPW, and that's a good thing, you know, because I think that's the one thing that we've been lacking around here lately is a good tag team division.
I agree.
We used to have a good tag team division.
I agree.
It's lacking, and what a way to jumpstart it than to bring, you know, like I said, former IWF tag team champions, you know, Defiance.
Well, a guy that used to be in a very successful tag team and did hold a lot of titles, as you mentioned before, was the Hybrid Sean Carr. And he comes into ECPW, and we're really not too sure what he's going to be doing. We know that the second night, April 2nd in McAdoo, Pennsylvania, he has drawn a match against Draven. And Draven, no slouch, a former ECPW Showcase champion, actually beat Rob Cook, the champion right now, beat Draven in a match that nobody thought was fair. And, you know, Draven's kind of got his Mark House complex over there, and he's a little disgruntled at ECPW, but that's another story for another time. Sean Carr comes in, he's taking on Draven, but we really don't know what he's doing for Stand Up and Fight. We have to assume that it is a match, but we don't know what's going on with him. So it's going to be interesting, but Sean Carr, you got to think, is automatically at the top of the contenders list for ECPW, just based on, you know, acclaim right now, credit from other companies, where he's at in the business. He's got to be considered one of the number one contenders for right now, currently going into the 1st of April, Rob Cook's ECPW Showcase Championship.
Yes and no. Draven honestly should be the number one contender.
Agreed.
Because he is, you know, the former champion. Obviously, LDC.
That's why Sean Carr is one of the top contenders.
LDC,
I agree.
Yes. But, I mean, Sean Carr should be considered for any championship out there in independent wrestling. If you have Sean Carr on your roster, he deserves to be the champion of that company. I mean, the kid is that good. You know what I mean? Like I said, we were watching the LDC match, you know what I mean?
With Sean
Carr from the Spike Norton show. It's a mesmerizing match. It's one of those matches that it just catches you, and you don't get many matches like that. And that's what I think that's what the match is going to be between Rob Cook and LDC, that, you know, Stand Up and Fight. But we don't know what Sean Carr is doing at Stand Up and Fight.
And you got to wonder if he does yet, or if there's a calculated attack that's going to be happening. Sean Carr going to be involved in. I don't know anything. I'm just telling you that he's been pretty quiet over there. So we still have to look. Now, Axel Lennox is somebody that we haven't talked about quite a bit, and we should talk a little bit more, because Axel Lennox got a start in ECPW at the time, Empire, if I'm correct. And
yeah,
Axel Lennox is
Spike
coming.
Norton, him and Spike Norton.
And Axel, yeah, and Axel Lennox is coming back to a company that he had started in with a good friend in Spike Norton. And, you know, what does the future hold for Axel Lennox? Because we still haven't got an official match yet.
Yeah, another guy we don't know what he, you know.
The last three guys we don't know.
This is what's got, this
the same
is what
for Napoleon.
Really has my head spinning is, you know, exactly. We have three guys returning that night and we don't know what any of them are doing.
Now, I'm not really sure what's going on here, but I do know that Axel Lennox does bring a good amount of talent. I know he's going to round out. I would think the mid card upper mid card level of ECPW, and he'll bring a very strong challenge to a Luke Babcock, for instance, who might go for the United States Championship.
Well, yeah, and Axel's facing Brandon Alpha.
A great match. Cannot wait for that match. That's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a great match in McAdoo. You know, so I mean, it's
McAdoo's finally getting treated to a really good show from ECPW. And not to say that, you know, well, let's just call it like it is. We haven't done a lot of shows in McAdoo, and the ones that they have gotten, you know, so they're really kind of getting another ECPW, and that's the thing. I mean, Nick Napoleon coming in, opening an issue challenge, issuing an open challenge, I should say, my dyslexic ass. And I listened to Nick on your show, and he said that, you know, there's nobody in ECPW that can touch him. And he wasn't being arrogant, he was being factual. And how much do you agree with him?
I totally agree with Nick. You know, and I tried to get out of him who he would like to face, you know, try to maybe get a certain – he don't care. He does not care. He'll face anybody that wants to come out and stand up and fight. He said that's. He told me off air that's what stand up and fight is, right?
Indeed. He's got a point there.
So, guys, you know what I mean? But again, the three guys, Sean Carr, Axel Lennox, Nick Napoleon. I mean, Sean Carr and Axel Lennox, good friends. No doubt about it, you know. And Nick Napoleon is a guy that was around back when they were around back then, you know. So I'm not going to say they're in cahoots. I'm not going to say that there's something going on.
Careful now.
Ian Daddy Bones as well represents Nick Napoleon and Disgruntled. You said earlier Disgruntled. Who's more Disgruntled in ECPW than Draven? I mean,
and he should be, you know, I mean, he finally gets the chance to take the ECPW showcase.
He's got it. He's got it in his hand.
It's gone. Just like that. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Jim. I really don't. But, oh, well, that's the deal. That's the deal with Draven. I think, you know, he's taken a lot of abuse from Little Daddy C over the years, and he's really, really earned a shot. So, you know, the crowd popped heavy when he was, you know, when he won. But it's like, in typical Draven fashion, two steps forward, three steps back. And Draven's finding himself on the outside looking in again with a lot of new talent. And Draven's going to be able to stick up there and be in with the elite people in ECPW. But at the same time, there's a lot of challenges that come with trying to get into that spot again.
Well, Draven's got quite a weekend in his own right. I mean, he's got a Big Papa Cho in a first blood match at Stand Up and Fight, and then the next night he's going against Sean Carr.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Draven's got a great chance to really kind of shut a lot of the critics up.
Uh-huh.
And to really kind of say, listen, I can do this, okay, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to show you that I'm better than everybody else here. And I don't know anybody that can take punishment like Draven. So, in that regard, he is the one and only. because I've never seen anything quite like Draven and the abuse that this man has taken over the last 5 or 6 years.
The tables, the chairs, the tables that didn't break.
Oh.
The first or second time.
Now, ECPW has Stand Up and Fight 2 nights, and we're talking a lot about a relaunch. We're talking a lot about here's the reintroduction of ECPW once as you knew it, but now as you're going to know it moving forward. And, man, what can ECPW do
for their reputation with a good showing this weekend, or next weekend, I should say, at Stand Up and Fight. I mean, it's something that a lot of fans have been down on ECPW for a while. Here's a chance to shut them up, and this is a big chance for ECPW to swing as hard as they can and hit it over the fence.
Well, you know, you're playing Jay-Z in the background. So let me quote a famous Jay-Z lyric. Please allow me to reintroduce myself. And that's exactly what ECPW is doing with Stand Up and Fight. I don't know how much more I can say that, man. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're getting back out there. They're getting back to the way they were 5-6 years ago when they packed that Legion with 250, 300 strong every time they did a show.
It's going to be an amazing time. If you've ever been a critic, just come on out. That's all. Me and Jimmy, we might work for ECPW, but we cover both companies, everybody that comes to the area. We're just big fans of wrestling in this area.
Johnny Moose has been including us in all, you know, Excite emails and everything else, so we're updated, you know, right from him. So everything that we get is from him. Everything from ECPW, we get direct from Keith Zimmer and ECPW management.
Basically, there's been a lot of bullshit here in the last couple of years, and we're here to end that because, you know, there's a lot of people that want to work together and don't. And, you know, it's happened in wrestling, with wrestlers, I should say, in this area a lot. And even broadcasting and in the back, me and Ian hadn't talked in a long time, and you know, we were like, this is some bullshit, let's get together because there's a lot of talent that we could be working together. And now we are. It feels phenomenal. And you know, it's all about, not to be corny, but really truly, it's all about, like, it's all love, you know. And it's all, we all want both companies, every company except for the WWE, to the fuck out of our yard. All these companies, 2CW, anybody comes to Binghamton, like, TCW's gone. Well, we'll get to that in
a little bit. Hold your horses.
Any company that comes to Binghamton, we want to cover it. We want to do really good by them. And anything that's promoted pro wrestling wise, we want to just make sure. Because when I was younger, Jim, Pro Wrestling Illustrated would be there on the rack of the giant. And I would, you know, I would look at the back and I would look at all the indies and I'd be like, man, I wish something was here. Now we have two companies here. And instead of us going, oh, well, you know, it'd be great if we started a third company. No, we're just going to cover the two and take it easy and not have all these fans yell at us. And we're just going to cover these two and make sure that the wrestling in this area stays strong. And I think we've got a lot of supporters, both workers and fans. So thank you for that. And buy a T-shirt. Jimmy, we got T-shirts.
Yes.
I just gave you your T-shirt.
Yes, my T-shirt's right here.
$20. We have larges, extra larges, and extra, extra larges. And get on over to our booth. We're going to have a booth at Stand Up and Fight. Come on over, buy a goddamn T-shirt, and support 3ropes.com so that we can keep doing this, because this shit is not free.
Yeah. And
it's,
you know,
free for you. It's not free for us.
You know, and it's good that we, you know, we feel the love from everybody. We've already been hit up by some people saying, you know, that's the, you know, love the T-shirts, you know, great idea. You know what I mean? And there's people who support us, and we thank everybody for that. And that's the thing, you know, is this isn't money that's going in our pockets. This is money because, you know, after the first 3 months, things have progressed the way we wanted them to. Everything's come along the way we wanted it to, you know, and if you've been paying attention to the website, you know, we're about to do a relaunch on that as well to add some more content. So, you know, it's always a good thing, you know, to progress. And honestly, it's like I told a friend of mine who was asking me about the shirt, said he wanted to get one, you know, that it's going to help us pay for the stuff that we need, you know, like we still need, you know, more equipment here in the studio to help us sound better, you know, and, you know, it costs money. And T-shirts is a good way to fundraise, you know what I mean? So to speak, you know, schools used to do it a lot, you know, where they would, you know, order T-shirts and stuff, and you'd pay $10 and, you know, get the T-shirt, and, you know, the money help the school. You know what I mean? That's exactly what's doing with us.
Right.
You're helping us help you with a better product.
Yeah, and I think all of
the whole potential of this project is really fascinating to me, because we've got a lot of talented people, a lot of people that we're bringing on with the launch of the website. The website is not going to be next week or next month. It's a long process, but yeah. When we develop and when we get it done, it will be this year, I promise you. It will be before it gets cold again, I promise you. But when the website does go up, it's going to have like a lot of archived stuff, like events and things like that, and pictures. And we're trying to get everything from every wrestler. It's going to be a task that we've gotten to undertake, but it's going to be an amazing task that I think when the finished product's done, everybody's going to be excited about it. So that's good. Now, speaking of Excite, we haven't talked a little bit about this, so let's do it. Excite versus the World, Saturday, April 30th, 2016. American Legion Post 8076 Main Street in Binghamton. You know where that is. If not, like I always say, hit the square button on your browser right now. Now, the doors are opening at 4:30 because the show is starting at a special time of 6:00 on Saturday. We're going to try a new time here for Excite Wrestling, and people might get out, at like 8:00 or so and still have some time to do something. So kind of cool strategy for Excite. I like the new start. I don't know why the new start, if that is the reason, good job for them.
Well, I think they do have an after party thing that they usually do. So that might play into it as well, because sometimes, the show runs a little bit longer and the teardown and everything else takes a little longer. So it's, a lot of the people can't make it to the after party. I think that might have something to play into it as well. That way, the guys can get their day done early and go have a little fun, get something to eat, get something to drink. And, and it's like I said about April 1st, we have the back room at Denny's afterwards as well. So, if people want to come over and grab something to eat afterwards,
relax. Wrestlers will be there.
Some of the wrestlers will be there. Yep. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be signing autographs, things like that, taking pictures and whatnot. So, it's definitely a great way to get, interaction with between the wrestlers and the fans.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I think this only, Stand Up and Fight, kind of like WrestleMania, Stand Up and Fight is ECPW's WrestleMania, and the weekend itself kind of evolved into something more, and the same with Excite for their fourth anniversary show. There was a certain amount of hype behind both those shows. So, this first quarter, shall I say, of 2016 has been really good for wrestling, even despite not having a ton of shows. Now, Excite Wrestling, as we were talking about, Excite versus the World for April 30th, Sami Callihan and Joe Gacy announced at the Excite 4th anniversary show on February 19th. It was announced that Sami Callihan will take on Joe Gacy. Joe Gacy asked Kevin Graham and Brute Van Slyke to come on out and help him with disgruntled, and it ended up being Joe Gacy left in the middle of the ring after he lost, and Brute Van Slyke and Kevin Graham both disgusted with Joe Gacy. So Joe Gacy now has that on his mind as he takes on the Callihan death machine, Sami Callihan.
And I'm going to wait to get to a different match to say what I really want to say about this match with Sami Callihan. But yeah, obviously a former NXT guy, and he returns to Excite for what should be a good match.
So you're going to wait on the commentary about Sami Callihan?
I have something to say about Sami Callihan, but I'm going to wait till a different match
that doesn't involve Sami Callihan.
Yes.
That is Jim Holbert theory right there. Now, Matt Cross, the Excite champion, will take on somebody that your son, Brent, loves, Greg Excellent. And Greg Excellent, somehow the number one contender. I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel for Mark House. But either way, Greg Excellent challenging Matt Cross in a match for the Excite Heavyweight Championship.
And it's going to be a good match. You got to think there's two completely different styles when you get with Matt Cross and Greg Excellent. Greg Excellent, obviously the funny kind of wrestler, gets the crowd into it and does more of the intergender matches, than he does anything else. But definitely, a good talent. But then you got Matt Cross, obviously son of Havoc on Lucha Underground. So that alone right there tells you what Matt Cross does. And, he can do a lot of different things. He's got the power. He can fly. He can take you to the mat. There's just so many things he can do. But Greg Excellent is a little bit bigger. You know what I mean? So he's going to have to really do something in order to retain that title against Greg Excellent. Do I think Greg Excellent should be in this match? No.
The thing I think Greg Excellent needs to do is find a mean streak if he wants to become the Excite Heavyweight Champion, because the way he wrestles matches right now, he's not going to be able to beat Matt Cross. That's just all I know. I mean, we won't be able to win. He's got to find a mean streak in him, because Matt Cross is very good. And not taking anything away from Greg Excellent, but Matt Cross, like you said, his credentials speak for himself. He's the Excite Heavyweight Champion for a reason. And when you beat a guy like Matt Cross, you got to be on your game. And I'm hoping that Greg Excellent knows that and is able to find that. Next match, the Kentucky Gentleman against the King of Binghamton. It's Chuck Taylor against Sean Carr in a fan-requested match that Johnny Moose had listened to the fans, and it's booked for April 30th at the American Legion.
Sammy Callahan.
Oh, jeez.
She'll be wrestling Sean Carr in Binghamton. There's still a lot of unsettled things between them two, and if those two were to be in the same building at the same time, it should be that match. Yes, this is a fan-ass-more match, and I not that I don't want to see this match, because I'm just like every other fan and want to see this match. But Sammy Callahan is in the same building at the same time as Sean Carr.
Not doubting that that wouldn't be a good match as well.
There's my Sammy Callahan plug. But again, not that I don't want to see this match. Obviously, everybody wants to see the King of Bang, Sean Carr. Sean Effin Carr is the fans like to call him now.
Are you going
to
go over every one of his T-shirts?
And
yeah, Daddy Bone said he had a gift exchange with Sean Carr, a T-shirt for a T-shirt. So he ended up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt. Kind of jealous of that.
I think that's the one Buddy wants, too.
It's
a pretty nice shirt, yeah. So if you're at Stand Up and Fight, I believe he's going to start selling those T-shirts this weekend. So, you know.
They might be out.
They might be out. So, yeah, you never know. Hopefully he has one in Buddy size come April 1st. But,
big ups to Sean Carr, too, with all the information and help that he's helped us out with the T-shirt and stuff, too. So, thanks to him for that. But, yeah, go buy a T-shirt because, man, that Ninja Turtle one is really good. It really is. It's really beautiful.
And Chuck Taylor is definitely a great, great talent.
Matt Tremont and DJ Hyde will face each other for the third show in a row, at least as far as I've been counting. Now, this one, the last time they were – no, actually, I'm sorry. The second show in a row. I see you looking at me weird. The third show in a row, I said, because in December, one of them, I think it was Matt Tremont, came out during a DJ Hyde match and interfered.
I believe it was DJ Hyde interfered.
See, I don't remember. This is why you're here. You're the almanac, I shall say.
But now, these guys have been wrestling all over the East Coast right now.
Well, the last time we seen them in Binghamton, February 19th, they were having a jousting match with a chair, and the Excite locker room came out and saved each other from themselves because they were both going to kill each other, and they did not care.
And that's what you're going to get.
And it ended up in a no contest.
And if anybody's a fan of CZW, that's exactly what you're going to get in this match, is a CZW street fight, basically.
Between Tremont and Hyde and Callahan and Gacy, there's going to be some matches here that are just completely brutal. I mean, these guys they're not going to get you in a German suplex.
If you've been paying attention to Facebook, there's been a lot of those memes lately involving Dean Ambrose with Mick Foley coming and giving him the barbed wire bat, and then Terry Funk this past week giving him the chainsaw. And there was a thing of saying how he needed to go back to his roots, back to his CZW days. And, you know, and if he was to do that against Brock Lesnar, you know, at WrestleMania, I think that'd be a great match. And that's what you'll be seeing when you see guys like Matt Tremont and DJ Hyde and Sammy Callahan and Joe Gacy, is those type of matches that, you know, that a Dean Ambrose used to do not so long ago.
A hard hitting, brutal match between both of them. Now we've got an exciting 6-way scramble between Sozio, Mike Skyros, Brute Van Slyke, Kevin Graham, Isis FX, and Nick Napoleon. And this match, Ian Eddie Bones, I was talking to him off of the radio, the podcast thing here, and he was very confident that Nick Napoleon could pull this one off. I don't know. He's got Brute Van Slyke is a
This has been a presentation of the Three Ropes Media Network. For more, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Three Ropes or visit us at threeropes.com.